This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, June 30th. I'm Audra McCabe. Fanned by persistent winds, the Gold Mountain Fire in Ouray grew rapidly from about 4,000 acres to over 8,300 acres. Ouray County remains in a declared state of emergency. Evacuation and pre-evacuation notices made over the weekend stayed in place yesterday, and the Ouray County Sheriff expanded the evacuation zone to include people camping, hiking, or otherwise recreating in the Cow Creek area. An evacuation shelter is open at Ridgeway Secondary School. Any livestock in need of evacuation can be taken to the Montrose County Fairgrounds. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. You can find out more information about evacuations at ouraycountyco.gov. As of 8 p.m. yesterday, there had been no reporting of lost structures. During live shows, KVNF DJs will provide updates at the top of each hour. Stay tuned in Ouray at 90.1 and in Ridgeway at 88.9 for regular updates. KVNF got in touch with several Ouray residents who had to evacuate their homes.
It was pretty scary yesterday because we visually saw so much flames and smoke and fire from our property, even though we knew it was a mile and a half away.
That's Megan Vernola. She and her husband, Patrick, were hosting family from out of state when the fire broke out.
Yeah. So yesterday afternoon, our family helped. We were all loading everything up, and then we came here at the elementary school, checked in.
Vernola, her husband, and their visiting family members are staying at the shelter set up by the Red Cross in Ridgeway. She praised emergency management and first responders for their handling of the situation.
Everyone has been amazing, extremely informative, organized. So it just really kind of helped the transition of us, you know, getting everything together to be able to kind of evacuate.
Ouray residents Scott Gleason and Barb Latham also evacuated on Saturday.
We had been in town just enjoying Riverfest on Saturday afternoon, and around 5 o'clock, we went to a friend's house who, we had a friend come in and say, hey, there's a fire that just started kind of behind your area. You might want to go home and check it out. So we made our way home and we realized that there was a fire. We saw it.
The pre-evacuation announcement came soon after the couple returned home, and the mandatory evacuation order came shortly after.
When we got the pre-evac, we started just to gather and think about what we would want to gather, some of our important documents, some clothes, obviously thinking about getting our pets together and important things for work, important papers. Shortly, like I said, 25 minutes later, we were, mandatory, you need to get out. And the Montrose Sheriff's Posse actually came up our road with lights flashing, informing us that we needed to leave. So, yeah, it was pretty quick.
Like Vernola, Gleason said he was thankful for the work of officials.
Grateful for all the support of friends and professionals, the sheriff, the county, the firefighting teams, the emergency management. They have done a great job.
Another common theme between these conversations was the sense of community that emerged amid this crisis.
I just want to say, the whole community in general has been phenomenal. Everybody, neighbors, sheriff, residents, everybody is always here to help each other out. And it's such a good feeling because it's that small town feeling where even though everybody has their own things to do, they're like, hey, what do you need? Do you need help? This is the resource. This is where you need to go. I'm just so proud to be able to be a part of that here.
We've had an outpouring just across all areas, for help and people's thoughts and prayers and all of those types, sending good vibes, everything. I think across the county, everyone I've talked to says the same thing.
Gleason also had an important reminder for other residents of the area.
If you're not directly impacted by the fire, asked to evacuate, be considerate of the firefighters. They did say there were a lot of people parking on the roads just to watch and take pictures, and some even, sitting there for quite a while. And so if there's a lot of material online, I think, that gives a sense of this fire, and I think it would be respectful if possible not to come and clog up the roads where the emergency folks are trying to do their jobs.
The homes of the individuals we spoke with had not sustained any damage from the fire as of yesterday afternoon.
I feel thankful that, you know, we're safe and our important things are safe.
You know, we're just safe. That's what matters. You know, we're okay. Other things you can replace. So we're much more calm today than we were yesterday.
KVNF will continue to keep you updated on the status of the Gold Mountain Fire. As of Monday, all counties in the KVNF listening area have moved to Stage 2 fire restrictions. In addition to the open burning prohibitions of Stage 1 fire restrictions, Stage 2 fire restrictions prohibit smoking outdoors near combustible materials, driving off established trails or roads, and the use of any explosives or, most notably this weekend, fireworks. The City of Montrose has prohibited the sale of fireworks beginning at noon yesterday. Thus far, the municipal 4th of July fireworks displays in Ouray and Montrose have been canceled, or in the case of Montrose, postponed. In a press release, the Montrose Police Department cited the extreme fire conditions being experienced across the Western Slope and the critical strain on fire protection resources, saying, "With multiple large-scale and resource-intensive fires now active on the Western Slope, including the fire occurring in Ouray County, many of these resources are not available to assist with fire protection activities in Montrose. Because of the current strain on fire protection resources and with the safety of the public as our primary concern, the City of Montrose is postponing the July 4th community fireworks display until a future date when weather conditions are favorable. The parade on Main Street, free concert, and family-friendly events at the Montrose Rotary Amphitheater will continue as planned." And the Snyder Fire continues to burn on the Colorado-Utah border, south of I-70. Now approaching 30,000 acres, this fire unfortunately was responsible for the fatalities of three young firefighters. According to a press release from the Department of the Interior, the firefighters were part of the Rifle Helitac crew. Helitac crews respond to fires by helicopter. The crew was making an initial attack on the Knowles Fire in Mesa County on Saturday. The Knowles Fire has since merged into the larger blaze now called the Snyder Fire. The firefighters who died are Emily Clark, 38, of Clinton Township, Michigan, Nick Hutcherson, 27, of Glendale, Arizona, and Sidney Watson, 27, of Warrior, Alabama. Two other firefighters were hurt and are now receiving medical care. Forest Service Deputy Chief Sarah Fisher called it an incredibly difficult moment for the entire wildland fire community. Federal officials say they're supporting the firefighters' families and crewmates. A team has been sent out to investigate what happened, and officials expect to release more information in the coming days. And unfortunately, the fire news continues. In southern Colorado, west of I-25, between Pueblo and Walsenburg, the Aspen Acres fire is burning at more than 22,000 acres in a more densely populated area. According to the local public radio station KLZR, more than 500 homes have been lost near Rye, Colorado. Many areas in Pueblo and Custer County have been evacuated, including the famous Bishop's Castle. Another fire burning in our region is near Dolores in southwest Colorado. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, KSJD's Lacey McKay has more on the Ferris Fire, which has grown to more than 15,000 acres by Monday night.
A Monday evening InSoWeb update says the Ferris, Far Draw, and Doe Canyon fires have all merged and are being managed as the Ferris Fire by San Juan Team 8. Fire officials say the fire has not reached private lands or the benchmark lookout tower, but crews are continuing structure protection work ahead of the fire. Retardant drops were made around homes and the lookout tower, and crews are working to build fire line where conditions allow. A red flag warning is in effect Tuesday from noon to 9 p.m. This is KSJD. I'm Lacey McKay.
If you're in an area that hasn't been impacted by wildfires so far this season, there's no need to panic. But it's never too early to start packing a go bag that you can have on hand in case of emergencies, make an emergency preparedness plan with your family, and very importantly, sign up for your county's emergency alerts. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. Stay safe. I'm Audrey McCabe.